There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Well, and thank goodness the doctor's in, because Super Don is now out. He's hitting the road, and we heard from him, surprise guest that I didn't expect, but I'm glad that Dr. Batar is here with me. How are you, my friend?
I'm well. How are you, Robert?
Doing well. It's been a stressful day because, you know, you realize how much you lean on somebody when they're not there, like Super Don, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, not knowing he's on the road, I'm like, you know, prepping the show. When's he gonna? You know, so it was one of those days. And I'm good now, but it just acknowledge the human aspect of some days don't go as swimmingly as others. Always good, well now, but at the same time, I did like what the CBD did, a little relaxation that I needed today. But we're good. You know, before we get into the spirituality and cancer, I've been teasing that story, and I know I love to discuss that with you. We've had some great discussions over the years here doing advanced medicine on that. Your theory about, what was it, about the allele associated with autism or the susceptibility or the lack of excretion of mercury, that kind of thing, related also to cognition, intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say that right?
Yeah, exactly. I believe that the same allele, wherever the polymorphism occurs on the genetic code, whichever allele defines the ability to excrete,
mm-hmm.
Appears to be the same allele that defines raw cognitive ability. And the only reason I can say that with almost certainty, without having established that in any type of study, I can say that with almost certainty only because after having treated over 2,300, almost approaching 2,400 kids now.
Yeah.
Every one of these children that are so-called autistic, and again, remember, I don't even really use that term. I don't like using that term because that indicates a pathology, and there is no such pathology. What it really is a poisoning.
Right.
But if we use autism, and again, well, we'll just define it since we brought this up. Autism is nothing more than the inability of the body to excrete mercury on board. Basically, it's mercury toxicity on board a physiology that has the inability to excrete. Essentially, that's all it is.
Right.
And everybody has mercury. That's not the issue. The issue is which individuals can get rid of it, which people can't. If you're an adult, you can't get rid of it, you're going to have Alzheimer's. If you're a child, you can't get rid of it, you're going to have autism or one of those autism spectrum disorders, pervasive developmental delay, ADD, ADHD, whatever you want to call it.
Dr. Batar, would it be safe to say other metals also, or as far as pathways of excretion, are compromised, not just mercury, even though mercury is the big one?
Well, the pathways may be compromised, but it is the actual mercury that causes the denudation of the neurofibrils, which other metals do not cause. In fact, lead, which has been shown to decrease IQ, even doesn't cause the same level of denudation of the neurofibrils. Mercury by itself is in a class that causes this neurological deficit that no other metal seems to create. For example, uranium is the most toxic substance known to man. It is the most toxic not only metal, but the most toxic substance naturally occurring to man. But even uranium doesn't cause the denudation of the neurofibrils. Now, uranium is going to cause the oncogenic process later on in life. They're going to get cancer, et cetera, but
right.
It doesn't cause the neurological deficits like mercury does. And this kind of goes back to something you brought up many years ago when we first started the show. I remember you saying something that kind of hit me because I'd never heard it before, Mad Hatter's disease in Alice in Wonderland.
Yes.
You know, mercury has been associated historically with this neurological deficit, even in old wives' tales or in fairy tales, but modern science has
Hahnemann 200 plus years ago, you know, when he put the Materia Medica together with the provings, mercury had almost the probably the most pages of anything when we talk about symptoms associated with exposure at even minute levels. And that's what makes it also a good medicine on the other side when it's non-toxic and homeopathic form, when there's no molecule that can hurt you. But, you know, these are the things. And one of the reasons I brought it up, because, you know, my son was, you know, in class, a very small class. He's entered into a larger high school now. But, you know, a few of the kids he was with, you know, boys his age, every one of them, my son wasn't vaccinated, but the other kids had aspects of Asperger's manifestation, you know, within that spectrum, right? And they were all, and they all are, super intelligent. Now, I've got to know one of the fathers of one of these kids, bright young man, 15. I mean, you know, honors level, intelligence, incredible. And he admitted to me, because he found out, you know, our perspective on vaccines, and, you know, I introduced him to your book recently, as well as mine with Ty, and he said, you know, I knew something happened. That way back when, he was a normal kid, functioning on all levels, fully engaged, communicative, and then the MMR shot happened. And he could see it that day, something shifted. Now, this was one of those that hits you in the gut and the heart, because you know these stories, and now I know another one. And I never talk to them about that. You don't want to get into their space about it until they're ready. But now he's looking at this mercury issue and saying, you know, is it too late at 15? Can I help my son still?
And, you know, we've had a number of young men and women over the age of 15 that have come to us, and there's been varying levels of success. And Robert, during the pre-show 30 seconds that we spent, we never even talked about any of this, but
no.
I have to share something else with you, which I think we're going to, again, like usual, whatever. This is the reason we never make any plans for the show, because they never go according to plan.
Anyway, who cares, right?
But, cares, right? So here's the thing that's really interesting, and you brought this up now. 15-year-old, we've had a number, as I said, that have been very successful, but varying levels. In other words, they don't become necessarily neurotypic. Now, I have a 16-year-old that now has his own, he's 23 now, he has his own business, and he has his own employees, and he's been very, very successful. David, who I think you've probably talked to on the phone, we've had him on a couple of webinars where I've done with some other doctors, where Abby and he were together, and they answered, you know, certain questions, and it was just hilarious. This webinar that we did with Dr. Michael Gabriel, where the parents were there, there was about 50 or 60 parents, and they wanted to talk to Abby and David. So, you know, I had them, we arranged for it. And it was so funny, this one parent asked a question that was so absurd that everybody else turned around and looked at the woman. We had the two-way camera going with Skype.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, "Are you appropriate? Are you appropriate in your response?" And I just put my head down, like, what a stupid question for somebody to ask two young adolescent males.
Mm-hmm.
And their responses are hilarious. You know, Abby goes, appropriate? That depends on what your definition of appropriate.
Yes.
And, you know, David's, like, laughing. He goes, I'm pretty certain that I'm not appropriate in anything. And they're both laughing. And they're both,
that's
like,
great.
Going back and forth between each other, you know, Abby and David were.
Yeah.
And so I thought it was hilarious, because it kind of put it in perspective, like, they're both appropriate for adolescent males. They're young.
Yes,
they're
that
young.
Was perfect.
They're joking.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the parent to ask that question, I'm thinking, how appropriate is it for you to ask
right.
two young kids that were hurt, injured, that are now neurologically completely intact, how appropriate is it for you to ask, are you appropriate? Ask any adolescent male if they're appropriate, and I think pretty much you're going to get the same kind of answer.
But anybody that
says, I am appropriate, would probably be lying, right?
Right, but it did show, again, that the connection, you know, to the being very present in a situation
right.
like that, because when you're not neurotypical...
Actually showing how appropriate the truth
yeah,
were. Exactly.
Exactly. When you're not in that neurotypical state, you wouldn't pick up on a cue like that to respond in that way at all.
Exactly.
Which is great news for, you know, for those who haven't, you know, maybe they're finding out only now when their kids are, you know, mid-teenage years.
Well, this is why I wanted to bring this up, because I haven't had an update with you about my dad, have we? Have we talked about that?
No, not in a while, no.
All right, well, this is unbelievable information. They are literally, besides my own immediate family, and there are three doctors that I have had. In fact, I've got a conference call with two of them right after this call, right after our radio show, discussing some of these things. But my dad came for a family reunion last week. And I'm not going to go into all the details, but suffice it to say that there was a treatment that has been done by a doctor that has developed a technique, and using a tumor necrosis factor antagonist. So using an established drug that is used for actually arthritic type conditions, very expensive drug, $2,000 per dose. But he has used this drug, tumor necrosis factor antagonist, meaning that it blocks the tumor necrosis factor, essentially.
Okay.
And he's introduced it into the body, not via the normal routes, which are intramuscular or IV, or there's other ways of administrating it, but he actually did it through a specific technique that is through the spinal cord. Now, there's only so much information that's out there, but I ended up doing this treatment. I'm not going to go all through the details, but let me just tell you how fast the results were. The preliminary information that I've seen, and this is published information, by the way,
okay.
This doctor, unfortunately, I believe he should get a Nobel Peace Prize for his work because he's done something incredible. He's published this in numerous studies. He's been ridiculed. Tobernick is his name, Dr. Tobernick. And we'll make sure that we have the proper spelling for it. But anyway, I'm telling you that my dad, in the last year and a half, his condition, right-sided hemiparesis, which means right-sided paralysis.
From the stroke,
walking.
Again, for those that are new, your dad had a stroke, and obviously
yeah.
you got him, it helped to get him and guided some doctors that give him the right kind of treatment to get him back, but this is new information.
Right. Well, actually, he had the stroke in October of 2013. I was in Europe. He was evaluated in Pennsylvania. He was said that he would never walk again. I told my family, I came back from Europe, I told my family I'd have him walking within a month. We got him walking within 27 days, so I was wrong, I was 3 days earlier.
Hmm.
But he wasn't walking normally, but he was able to sustain his own weight and be able to walk. He needed a walker or a cane. That was a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago, actually. This October will be 2 years. So his condition's been pretty much the same since then. He hasn't had any treatments, he's living in St. Louis. But he came for a family reunion, and I went ahead and did this treatment. It was kind of difficult to get the medication. And
sure. But
we
what
got
would
it.
You say that pathway, if it's a TNF antagonist, what did it do that he had such a response?
It's anti-inflammation. It's basically
okay.
reducing the inflammatory cascade, which has been postulated before, and the drug's been given, and many different types of drugs have been used. But I think it's actually the use of not only the drug, or any other natural thing, I think, with theoretical work, it's getting it to the body. That's the
mm-hmm.
key.
Okay,
and
so a different pathway
right
of administration. I would like
yeah.
to definitely read more about it, so if you can send me a link and we can discuss it as well. We remain open to all things that can help. If you can do it in a way that it doesn't intoxicate to death these patients, which is always the risk with certain drug therapies, we'll talk about it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. That's why this is Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rasha Bittar. You can always go to medicalrewind.com for updates and info and fast access to archives. We've got hundreds of hours going back years now. Great stuff. And Dr. Bittar is the author of the international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. We're going to talk spirituality and cancer when we come back. Looking forward to it.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over at gcnlive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share. And there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at gcnlive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at gcnlive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at delicious.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Dr. Rashid Batar, drbuttar.com. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Medical Rewind is one of the easiest places to get our every weekly update and episode as we do some Medical Rewind together, medicalrewind.com. Dr. Batar, you're telling a story about your dad recovering, you know, over time from a stroke. Paralysis on one side improved greatly, but not fully, as far as a normal gait or a walk, which is pretty common after this. But you've encountered some new methodology utilizing a drug in a different way, and we still don't know exactly what happened.
Well, so let me tell you what happened. We videotaped him on, today is Monday, so it would have been not this past Thursday, but the Thursday before,
mm-hmm.
and so it hasn't been quite 2 weeks, so about 10 days ago. Videotaped him, baseline, and wanted to see if he could walk without his walker, and he was able to take one step without the walker. So, you know, still difficult. His right arm, for him to use his right arm, he has to grab it with his left arm and pick it up to put it on the table. Basically, the right arm couldn't really use it except if he tries to write something for him to write the number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way to 10 would mm-hmm. take him about 30 minutes. All right, so we do the first procedure, and within about 10 minutes, he walks 12 steps without the walker.
What? Within how long? Minutes?
About 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Within 10 minutes, he's after the treatment, and we have to keep him in a certain position for 10 minutes. He's able to actually walk 12 steps without the walker. By the next day, he's using his right hand. He's writing. He can write all the alphabets within about 10 minutes. He's raising his right hand first, then he's able to pick up a cup, then he's able to pick up a mug and drink, then he's running his right hand through his own hair. This is a hand that he had to pick up and put on the table for the last year and 10 months where he couldn't use it. We do the second treatment on Saturday, and you know, you have to understand this is the first time I've ever done this treatment, and so it's a technique, but you know, there's no place in the body that I can't reach injecting it with a long enough needle. That's one of the jokes in surgery. As long as the needle's long enough, we can reach any part of the body, right?
Right.
So I do the second treatment, and it doesn't have as much profound effect right off, but when I went to say goodbye to my dad that night, because they were leaving Sunday morning, it was literally like he stood up out of the chair, and he stood up faster than he even realized. It was like somebody shot him out of the chair, okay, which
right.
normally you'd labor.
Yeah.
All right, so then they leave. They go to Pennsylvania. My mom calls me on Tuesday, so that was exactly 6 days ago. Tomorrow will be a week.
Okay.
And she says, your father was dropped a Kleenex, apparently, and bent down, picked it up, and stood back up without any assistance, without using the wall, without using a walker, without using a cane. And so I'm listening to this, and I mean, I know how weak my dad was. I know how long it's been now. And before I can say anything, she says that he comes into the bedroom, and he tells me, and obviously he could see, my mom's talking now. She says, he comes and tells me, and he could tell by looking at my face that I didn't believe him. So he grabs another Kleenex, drops it on the floor, bends down, picks it up to show her. And now he's got her in videotape. So that in itself, that takes a lot of coordinated movement. You have to have a certain amount of strength to be able to, you know,
sure,
reach down,
pick something involved up. As well.
Exactly. So that's just in two treatments, pretty remarkable. And so even with stroke and these types of injuries now, the whole, this is just another huge leap in advancement, because now essentially what this is a back door to the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of exciting things. I don't want to say anything anymore because you know that our friends listen to us about this.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be something that somebody's not going to be too pleased about, but I am thrilled to hear, especially for your dad and the family. It would be nice if as you say, there's some literature that peer-reviewed or whatever on it. I'm curious to read more on it, but that is a fascinating recovery. And the question is it a long-term? I know it's only been 6 or 7 days. Or do we see a reversal back into it? Is this something that the other doctor friend of yours had explained from a long-term perspective as well?
No, this is actually supposed to be permanent. I would like to say he's my friend. I don't know him. I have called his office, but I'm certain that he's probably used to doctors calling and telling him how irresponsible he is, like I have been used to with our treatment with autism and such.
Yeah.
So he probably, that's why he didn't take my call. But I just, you know, if he listens to the show, I hope he understands that I think he should be getting the Nobel Peace Prize for his work.
Well, maybe we can reach out to him off the air, see what we can do. So, Dr. Bitar, stick with us. We got another couple of segments. We'll get into the FDA and mercury. But I keep teasing the topic. One of my favorites to talk with Dr. Bitar about spirituality and recovery from cancer. We'll do that next. Go to robertscottbell.com, and we will be back with more healing.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You never know what new revelations will come about when we get together and do some advanced medicine. Dr. Raja Bitar here with Robert Scott Bell. And one of my favorite topics with you, and of course you cover it in the 9 steps to keep the doctor away. Issues of spirituality and, you know, recovery from disease, particularly cancer and other things. We've talked about it at length a lot. I just, some of my fondest memories of our discussions when we get to go to those places, because it's just exciting, it's uplifting, it's energizing. And now, even the mainstream media is picking up on that based on some studies that were published. And Fox News has this headline, Spirituality May Be Tied to Easier Cancer Course. Now, they're talking about regular therapy, too. They're not even going holistic, but they're talking, you get the sense of this.
Right. And, you know, if you don't deal with that fifth toxicity and the seventh toxicity, the fifth and the seventh used to originally be together, emotional and psychological and spiritual, and then we divided it apart into the fifth and seventh, fifth being the emotional, psychological, and the seventh being the spiritual. If you don't effectively negate or eradicate those toxicities, ultimately the treatment will fail no matter what your treatment is, and the patient will not the patient will transition. In other words, it depends on what we call success versus failure. If we call transitioning to the next realm, as if we define that as a success versus failure, then they will not be able to stay in this realm, and they will transition to the next realm. But that emotional, psychological, spiritual component is the most vital. So all those things that you just said, when you said it's uplifting and it's empowering, I agree with every one of those things. But it's also crucial to get success in keeping the patient still in this realm.
Yeah. And the thing is, they said they looked over 44,000 cancer patients. Studies varied in many ways that they reviewed, but religion and spirituality were associated with better health regardless of specific religion or set of spiritual beliefs.
Absolutely. It doesn't matter what they believe as long as they have that belief. And it's the stability and the strength that comes from having that belief. And this is why we have that in the seminars that we've had. Robert, you remember at the Advanced Medicine Seminars, we talked about the single most important thing. And no matter what people would say, love or God or, you know, kids or family, and every one of those are great answers and very, very crucial answers, but they're not the right answer. And then people say, in fact, I think I told you, I did the Minister Health Conference, and there, the lecture, that's the lecture I used, that I gave, and actually when I asked that question, and a lot of people there said, you know, Jesus Christ. And I said, well, that's a good answer for if you're Christian, but that's not true. And, you know, there was like such an uproar, and Josh told me he was outside in the hallway, and he said, oh my God, Dr. Pitar is doing this thing, because he could hear the uproar. But, you know, by the end of that, it was totally a different crowd. I was thanked by almost everybody there. I have actually a number of those health ministers that became patients. But the single most important thing is belief.
Right.
Because you can't say Jesus is the most important if you're a Christian, if you don't believe that Jesus is the most important. Or you can't say that God is the most important unless you believe that there is a God. Or you can't say love is the most important if you've never experienced love. Or you can't say your family is the most important when you don't have a family. In other words, you have to first believe what you say. You don't say, well, I think it's this. So belief is the single most important thing. If you don't believe you can get better, you're not going to get better. If you don't believe that we can actually have the ability to fly in a plane, then you're never going to get in a plane. You're never going to experience it. You're never going to believe it. Do you think that any invention that we ever had was invented by somebody who said, I think I can do that, or somebody who believed they could do that?
Yeah, it's a very powerful recognition and realization. And then, you know, the people that you upset initially were going, oh, I get it now. Yeah, of course, right? You can let it wash over you and say, yeah, I need to believe. And the irony here, of course, is that much of allopathic reductionist materialistic science or medicine kind of discarded that concept altogether. So it's interesting to see that they're, if not outright embracing it, they are definitely acknowledging it in some form of study or overview that I hope will open more doctors to this concept.
Yep, I think that more of the public demand, I think, becoming more within the mainstream, where people now understand that these are important aspects. And I know there's a lot of the cursory type lip service that's given to this in conventional medicine. There's a lot of clinics I've heard of, they have the psychologist, or they'll have the therapist, they'll talk to somebody, but that's not what we're talking about. I actually have one of my patients that was just interviewed by Ty for the new Quest for the Cures International segment that he's doing. So he interviewed a couple of my patients, and actually it's really, really funny, because the one patient had actually gone to Cancer Centers of America,
one of those big names.
And the rude awakening that they had there, and you know, they promote themselves as very holistic and natural and encompassing the best of both worlds, and what their experience was there, and then what they decided to do, and so it's actually an interesting aspect, because the spirituality aspect came up and the emotional psychological aspect came up.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I want to put this out there. We have a lot of You know, obviously fans of Nick Gonzalez who appeared regularly on the show over the years. And, you know, some of them have contacted me or others and said, you know, what do I do now? Of course, Linda Isaacs is planning to pick up some of the patients. I don't know how she can do all of them. I mean, no, I don't think anybody humanly possible can take double the amount, and you need support until she has help. But I'll just say this. This is not coming from Dr. Bitar, but I'll say I have no qualms whatsoever with saying if you've been under the care of a Dr. Nick Gonzalez to go to a Dr. Raja Bitar in North Carolina, you'll be well cared for, and I wouldn't have no qualms with that. So I just want to put that out for those of you who are patients of Nick Gonzalez wondering which way to go. And I'll be talking with Dr. Linda Isaacs about her plans as well. But I put it out there not just just out of compassion and love, because I feel like people are, you know, saying, what do I do now?
Well, I think that we've probably had a couple of patients that have, I guess you could say mutual patients that Dr. Gonzalez and I had. But, yeah, I mean, if we can help somebody, we're happy to do so.
Yep, absolutely. I just want to put that out there as another option. And, you know, we'll continue discussing these things as well. If we go to, you know, a thing where we say there's a lack of spirituality, we could point to the FDA. And I know that might be offensive to some of our listeners who are at the FDA, because we know they listen. But I don't know how they sleep well at night. Now, this could be sort of a positive thing for them, because they were about to announce a restriction or a phase out, if you will, of mercury amalgams. Those were always known as silver fillings. There were very little silver and a lot of mercury in the mouths of children that they were, and adults too. And throughout the world, the awareness has shifted. There are international treaties being signed about, you know, basically phasing out, eliminating mercury and dental amalgams and elsewhere. And the FDA was on board here at this point. I think they couldn't deny it. And suddenly, it was from a 2011 report, they were going to reveal it, say, yeah, you guys got to back down on this. And then as they were about to do it, a secret group, if you will, of senior government officials overruled the FDA. They said, not so fast, you're not going to do that. And I'm thinking, wow, you can overturn the FDA from within? You wouldn't talk about a shadow government? And that even the FDA is a puppet? I mean, it's not like we didn't know that, but that was a staggering revelation. The Alliance for Natural Health put the article out.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. How can you have a secret, what was the society again? You called it a administrator?
Well, they were senior officials at the Department of Health and Human Services, which is the DHHS, the HHS is over the FDA, if you will. The FDA is part of that. So basically, somebody from higher up than the FDA, which you think, well, they're pretty much the end of that. No, it evidently went up higher. So who controls those puppet masters to say, we're not pulling mercury out because it's too expensive for poor people, as if putting mercury into the mouths of poor people was somehow defensible?
Yeah, well, here's a question. What expertise, if the FDA's mandate is to protect the public, right, from a medical health, food, that type of thing, then what division above them would have a mandate or the ability or credentials or qualifications or experience or knowledge or education or any one of these things to actually say no?
Mm-hmm.
How can you override it?
Well, and that's what we're dealing with here in America, where you have corporate fascism, you have the control industry basically controlling the government. And, you know, some of our friends on the left still don't get that when they call for more strength for the FDA. It's like, well, okay, look at how well they're protecting us from dangerous food and drugs. Well, drugs in particular, even properly used, they're killing hundreds of thousands of people a year. And that's coming from the medical journals that have revealed that, not from our side, so to speak. So when you have this going through and the FDA is ready to set it out and go, yep, pull it, let's start withdrawing the use of it, and they get overruled, wow. I mean, that just tells you, like, the illegitimacy of these regulatory bodies, that they can't even do it if they want to do the right thing.
Yeah, it's mind-boggling. I mean, it just makes you realize that no matter what you do, you know, it's like butting your head up against a wall. And so why even... It's kind of like doing the studies. Remember we talked off the air about this a couple mm-hmm. years ago, about the purpose of doing a study, and the study is really to convince those that I've been criticized, why haven't I done some of the studies? If I've collected all the data, why don't I do the studies? Well, we can't get it published, first of all. But why break your back to try to publish a study when even if you publish it, you write it all up, you do all the analysis, you do everything, all the stuff, that which is a nightmare to go through, but once you do it, you submit mm-hmm. it. Just because you have the word mercury in there, they're not going to publish it. So, and then let's say that somebody actually gets through that that obstacle and gets it published, everybody's going to attack it and negate it and have their own counterpoints. So it comes back to the quote from either Confucius or Buddha who said, for those who understand, no explanation is necessary.
Mm-hmm.
For those who do not understand, no explanation is possible. So if you adhere to that quote and you look at that from a philosophical basis, to do a study to convince others is absolutely a categorical waste of time. So my belief has been over the last 8 years, Robert, is that I'm not interested in saving the world. I'm not interested in helping everybody. I'm only interested in those that desire my help, which mm-hmm. are those that understand. And those that don't understand, that's fine. You don't understand it. You don't want help. Mm-hmm. You don't care about it. That's fine. I have nothing to gain or lose. Do whatever you want to do. But those that do understand and do want help, that is where my obligation, mm-hmm. my desire, my energy, is, my focus is.
Well, and there's an efficiency of action. There's good kung fu there. And, you know, that's why we're not all that annoying, because we're not trying to berate people who aren't here already open to the message. We're just trying to help those folks that are already online or on board. And if you want to share it with somebody, we're not saying don't share it with them, but don't beat them over the head with it. Just welcome them in with open arms. Give them some vitamin L. The water's warm here, and it's not loaded with cadmium, mercury, arsenic, and lead, because Dr. Bitar is here. When we come back, we're not going to drink Coca-Cola, but we sure are going to talk about it. The Coca-Cola company just got busted doing some science, but what kind of science we'll reveal after the break.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guarantee quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Dr. Vitar and I were talking on the break. You mentioned a website that's in process, but if people would mark it down, get ready for it, we're going to give you an invitation code. There's a new interview that Ty and you did and put together, and I want everybody to be aware of. So can we go ahead and reveal the website, even though they won't have the invitation yet?
MANGO, the number 4, and then health.com. And they won't be able to access anything because it's by invitation only, and it will be ready soon, but we expect there to be a flood. And, This is when we announced it. Remember the webinar I was going to do back on May 11th, Robert? Mm-hmm. We announced it on the radio show, or we did it on Medical Rewind one time, and we sent the email out one time, and we had over 1,000 people register for that webinar.
Right.
And it basically, we realized we won't be able to handle that. 1,000 doesn't sound like a lot, but 1,000 to be able to do what we want to do would be a lot. So now we have to kind of upscale everything, and we can now probably handle 15,000 to 20,000 people.
Okay. So mangoes.
No, just
four,
mango.
Mango, just singular. Mango 4, the number 4, health.com. And we're going to reveal it the moment it's available. And also, if you go to robertscottbell.com, I'll put a banner up with a link to it and everything. So don't worry, but we'll get you that invitation because you're going to want to partake in that. Now, having said that, I joked that I went to Coca-Cola University. I did. It's endowed by the Coca-Cola, basically. It's funded by Coca-Cola, Emory University in Atlanta. And, the Robert Woodruff Foundation, these things are all prestige, whatever, but I've come to learn, of course, over the years, a lot of that is for show, a lot of that's to promote big pharma and special globalist interests. So I'm not all a big fan of these multinationals, and although I drank a lot of Coca-Cola in my day, I had to undo that addiction for my own health. And yet, Coca-Cola, like McDonald's and others, are taking big hits economically because people are starting to wake up. So they hired scientists to do something that you thought would, no, they would never do that, would they? Well, yeah, they did. There's a lot of economics at stake, and that's why the Coca-Cola company is busted.
All right.
That's it, Coca-Cola Company. We caught you. Sugary drinks are not to blame for contributing to America's obesity epidemic, according to research science funded by the Coca-Cola, I don't say university in this case, company. They donated $1.5 million to start Global Energy Balance Network. And they basically funded science to show, oh, it's not our soda that's causing obesity. It's just people aren't exercising enough, Dr. Bitar. And that might be partially true, but come on. These sodas, refined high fructose corn syrup, not a problem?
Well, in the fifth step in the book, Robert, you remember the fifth step, right? Abstinence from vices?
Yes.
Yeah, the abstinence from vices, the most destructive, I guess I should say.
Okay.
I was trying to say how to think about how to state it, but the most destructive thing a person can do is take illicit drugs, and then smoking was the next thing in line. But before alcohol, and again, you know I don't drink alcohol, so it's not that I believe in alcohol. I like drinking alcohol. That's why it's not high up there. But before alcohol, between alcohol and cigarette smoking, it is soft drinks.
Right. Carbonated sugar beverages, yeah.
Exactly.
And whether it's the high fructose corn syrup or the artificial sweeteners, you know, some could argue that's even worse. But now it's not sugar even. It's high fructose corn syrup, which is genetically engineered.
Well, it's not just that, though. It's not just that. There's so many things in there. I mean, you just hit one of the big ones, right?
Yeah.
That's right. The phosphoric acid levels, the synthetic sweeteners, the colorings, the all these other things that they have in there. And before we kind of go down the line that you guys go down, let me just ask you one question. Do you know what the most effective thing to use Coca-Cola for is?
Cleaning your toilet.
Exactly. We've covered that before. But do you know what the State Highway Patrol uses it for?
Probably cleaning the chrome on their bumpers.
Close. After trauma on the highways when there's blood?
Yeah.
That's what they use it for.
They use it to clean up the blood on the side. Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. Well, Dr. Bitar, another great advanced medicine with you, medicalrewind.com. Remember, those of you who want the full show, you can go to GCNLive.com, our syndicator, and, of course, naturalnewsradio.com, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and, of course, across the pond at UKHealthRadio.com. Dr. Bitar, thank you. Remind everybody what they need to know.
That the power to heal is yours.
Yes.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.